During the Republican convention this week, we'll bring you a sample of what's happening from the floor. Producer Rolando Arrieta and host Michelle Martin talked with delegates to get a sense of their thoughts on the McCain-Palin ticket.
The national convention will come to order.
Sue Lansky. I'm a state senator, and I thought this would just, since it's my first convention, I thought that it would be exciting to be part of it. And I'm really excited about our vice presidential choice. We share a lot of similarities. I have five children. She has five children. I'm a hunter, been a member of the NRA for a long, long time. I just feel a kinship. So it's really very special.
I'm Katrina Sheely. I'm the former chairman of the Lexington County Republican Party and a recent Senate candidate. I think we're going to have some crossover votes. I think there's women that want to see a woman elected and get that perspective. I think it's going to be really good for not just me as a conservative Republican, but for all women.
Sean, last name's O'Sullivan, and I'm from New York. I'm 13th Congressional District in New York. McCain carries a message that appeals to independents, veterans. He's an economic conservative. He's a social conservative. He's a military foreign policy conservative. Sarah Palin, I think, is a great choice. She'll be a great vice president. An opportunity to reach out to new voters.
Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee. Well, this convention is setting the stage for John McCain to make his case to the American people. After this convention, we only have about 60 days until the election. This is the latest convention in history, and we believe that we're going to have the wind to our back, and we're going to be able to sprint those final 60 days.
Voices from the floor of the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tell Me More is giving you a backstage pass to the RNC. Michelle Martin will blog each night from St. Paul, Minnesota. Go to NPR.org and click on Tell Me More. And NPR will be covering the Republican National Convention each evening on many public radio stations and at NPR.org. That's our program for today. I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.